Praise God, beloved.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
God bless you, beloved. God bless you. This is Evangelist William Foster here from Total Recovery Healing Ministries. Today we want to be blessed of the Lord by talking about our God, God's promises and God's peace for our life. We want to stay on the perfect power of God's promises for us. Jesus and what he's doing for us, the saints of God. And, oh God, today we want to talk about how he encourages us to take courage in the midst of any storm and struggle that we're dealing with in life. This may be a two-part series, but God knows everything. Oh, Jesus, today we want to go into prayer, blessing God and believing God for the hope and strength that he gives and has given to his people for us to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of God. Jesus, which shall not, my God, depart from our hearts and our lives, that we may forever be strong in the Lord and of good courage, our God, knowing that he will strengthen our hearts. So for this, Father, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your keeping power. We pray in the name of Christ Jesus that you will just open up our ears and open up our hearts and our minds and our souls, God, that we may see and hear and feel you moving, God, and be, oh God, fed and led in this hour, Father, to be empowered and strengthened by you. Lord, we thank you for your glory. We thank you for your kingdom power. We thank you for your keeping power. And we pray in the name of Christ Jesus that you be magnified in all that we say and do. In Jesus' name, bless God and amen. Yes, 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 yes. Once again, I'm Evangelist William Foster for the time that we have here. I won't be too long before you, but because I want to kind of run through the scriptures and let us know where we are. Yes, God, in the courage of what God wants for us to do and the perfecting of our power for his promises. Today we want to begin at the 27th chapter. I'm sorry, we're going to start at 27. I'm going to probably end up in 28. If not today, we're going to do it next Sunday. Yes, Lord, I'm so grateful for you all joining with us on the Blog Talk Radio series and Turning Leaf Ministries. Our God, where we are empowering, believing, and receiving, and trusting the word and hope and faith of God. Yes, now today we want to talk about it from Acts, the 22nd chapter. I'm going to be reading from the King James Serendipity Study Bible that will be helping us, oh God, with a little bit more focused insight on what it is that the Lord is trying to say to us concerning, oh God, the power given us for the peace and the perfection of his promise. Yes, Lord, because a lot of times we must understand if we don't have the peace of God, then we don't have, oh God, the power to go forward. We have a fear and a fretness there. We have a fright and afraid feeling in our heart, allow us to have a phobia within our hearts and within our minds on the things that he wants us to do. Yes, Lord, that's why he tells us you must contend against the enemy with my word. We can't win on our own feet. We can't win on our own physical, oh God, violence or our physical volatile acts because it's not fought in the, oh God, the physical or in the natural aspect, but it's fought in the spiritual realm. Yes, Lord, that's why it's good to have on your spiritual warfare clothes. Yes, Lord, as he has taught us in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. But now we want to talk about Acts, the 27th chapter. We want to begin at the 13th verse. I'm going to skip down as we go. He's talking about the storms of life, the storms of many people that rage against us, the storms of, oh God, those who want to act a fool against us, oh God, without any cause, without any Jesus reason to do so, other than we serve God, other than we living for Christ, because we should know one thing, only what we do for Christ is going to last, and whatever we do for him, he's going to protect it, because he's called it into existence for us to do. Yes, Lord, to gain such a great power, oh God, in this world to fight against the enemy and his attacks, oh God, to continue to save his people and help his people to grow strong and stand strong before him. Yes, Lord, now it reads, I'm going to skip down just a little bit, verse 13, Acts the 27th chapter. He said, when a gentle south wind began to blow, they thought they had obtained what they wanted. Oh, God. So they weighed anchor, oh, God, and sailed along the core of Crete. Before very long, a wind of hurricane force called the Northeastern swept down from the island. The ship was caught by the storm and could not head into the wind. So we gave way to it, and were driven along. As we passed the lee of a small island called Carter, we were hardly able to make the lifeboat secure. When the men had hoisted it abroad, passed ropes up under the ship itself to hold it together, fearing that they would run aground on the sandbars of Sardis, they lowered the sea anchor and let the ship be driven alone. We took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. On the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands, when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and the storm continued raging. We finally gave up all hope and being saved. Verse 21, after the men had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice, oh God, to sail to Crete. Then you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss. But now I urge you to keep your courage, keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, stood before me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as God, as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island.'" Now, I want to encourage your heart and let you know. Look at what he said. He said, fear came. When fear comes, it grips our minds. It grips our senses of thinking. It even grips our five senses to make us be despondent, discombobulated, oh, God, disgruntled, and, oh, God, distrustful in God, Jesus, and, oh, God, which gives us a distasteful feeling for him, my Jesus. And a lot of times, my God, oh, God, you will be the one who God calls to stand up in the midst of the crowd, in the midst of the audience, in the midst of the congregation, and to be the voice of reason, just as he did for Jehoshaphat way back when, my God, in Second Chronicles, chapter the 20th verse, he began to let him know, yes, you are the king, oh, God, but you have to understand, it is me, the Lord your God, who is holding you up, who is helping you, who is keeping you, who is blessing you in the way. Oh, God, and a lot of times, if we're not careful, we'll do what Jesus said, oh, God, not to do. When he told the disciples in Luke, the 18th chapter, he began to say, Lord Jesus, in the 12th chapter as well, he began to say, oh, God, men should always pray and not faint. And a lot of times we grow weary in well-doing because our hearts can't take the way the storm is coming at us, my God. Satan knows where we are. He knows how to touch us. He knows how to move us. He knows how to, oh, God, agitate us. He knows how to aggravate us. He knows how to, oh, God, cause us to be disheartened. He knows how to move in certain strategic areas of our lives where we have doors open, Jesus, of fear, oh, God, of disbelief, of frettiness in our heart, of backing up and letting God say, well, Lord, whatever you say, do. Jesus, hold up. Well, if it's whatever the Lord say, do, then it means you will obey God and do exactly what he told you to do. He told those men before they had set sail for the creek. Now, he was on his way to Caesar to be trialed or be charged for something that he didn't even do. Lord Jesus, oh, God, but the men, they had plottings against him, and not only him, but the prisoners that were there. But how powerful is it for God to stand up and say, hold up, I'm going to visit you in the midst of the night, and I'm going to give you a dream. You know you had a dream before. You know you had, oh, God, a vision before, and an inclination from God before, how God has stepped in and told you, no, baby, it's not going to work that way. Just know all you got to do was wake up in the morning, praise me, shout the glory, shout the victory. Oh, God, get yourself together, wash your face, wash your hair, wash your hands, whatever it takes. Get yourself together, put on the nicest clothes you can find. Go to that job where they've been meddling, talking crazy, talking bad to you, talking about you, talking against you, talking around you, talking down to you. You show up, my God. And when you show up, I'm going to show out, my God. And Paul said, I'm not worried about what y'all talking about. I told y'all, if you would have did exactly what I said, do, good God. Jesus, you wouldn't have been going through this situation. You know, okay, yes, 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 many of us are parents. Yes, you know, and many of us have been children. Yes. Oh, God, well, many times our mothers and fathers told us, if you would have did it the way I told you to do it, you wouldn't have had to be worried about what you're dealing with now. My God. Oh, Jesus, but some things catch us unaware. Thank you, God. But God said, no, no, don't you worry about what caught you unaware. I'm with you. I'm never going to leave you, nor am I going to forsake you. My God, I'm perfecting something concerning you. Oh, God, you have been made for my purpose. You've been made for my plan of righteousness. Oh, God, because you are the seed of righteousness. Oh, God, of Abraham. My Jesus, because I have called you, oh, Jesus, as children forsaken in grief. I've called you as a woman who has been forsaken in grief. I've called you as men who have been forsaken in grief. I know they hurt you in church, but don't worry about it. Jesus, God, I want you to stand firm in the power of my might. Oh, God, I want you to be strong and know that I'm with you. I want you to be strong and know that I am your God. I am your God, I am your keeper. I am your deliverer. I am your redeemer, my God. No matter what it is that it looks like the devil is trying to bring your way, no matter how he stands against you, you stand up over him. Good God, let him know you are, my God, Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus, oh, God, that you are, oh, Jesus, under him, my God. And I'm sorry, that he is under you, and that, oh, God, that you are his boss, my God. And he does not have any fortitude or any right to stand over you and or against you, oh, God, because greater are you, oh God, that's me, that's in you, than he that is in the world. My Jesus, you got to understand that I'm your God. I'm the, oh God, the peace that you need. Oh God, if you know that the job has called you and told you that they fired you and you don't have to come back, you know they sent you a letter to the house and told you, oh God, that your bills are going to be overlapping and overdue because they added an extra charge somewhere in the light bill. You know, good God, that I'm still with you. Oh God, even if the lights go off, I still got some candles for you. Jesus, oh God, and all I need to do is keep your light lit inside. Why? Because, Jesus, I don't need to act a fool with another fool. Good God, he said two fools make one idiot. So ain't no reason to cuss nobody out on the phone. Ain't no reason to talk crazy to nobody. I need you to get on your face and pray and thank me for the blessing and the miracle that's getting ready to come. Jesus, and a lot of times, my God, we get stuck up in our own little selfish, snooty, self-acting, self, oh God, conceited way because we feel like it's supposed to be all about us. We so self-absorbed. But God said, hold on, get up out of yourself. Get away from all that. Good God. Jesus, because that ain't number pride. He told you, I told you, pride can't ride with my children. Pride cannot stride with me and my children. I got another way. I got a way that you know not of. Thank you, Jesus. And if you seek me for the way, thank you, Jesus. If you bless me for the way, if you praise me for the way, if you worship me for the way, if you pray for me, or to me for the way, I will. Night. Oh God, we were still being driven. Verse 27, I'm sorry. Being driven across the Adriatic Sea, I'm sorry. Jesus, he said, when about midnight, the sailors sensed that they were what? Approaching land. They took soundings and found that the water was, oh God, approaching. Was 120 feet deep. A short time. Thank you, Lord. Later, they took, oh God, soundings again and found that it was 90 feet deep. Fearing that they would, what, be dashed against the rocks, they dropped four anchors, oh God, from the stern, oh God, and prayed for daylight in attempting to escape from the ship. Oh God, the sailors let down the lifeboat, oh God, into the sea, pretending they were, what, oh God, going to do what? Oh God, to lower some anchor from the boat. Then Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, unless these men stay with the ship, they, oh God, you cannot be saved. So the soldiers cut the ropes that held the boat together, the lifeboat, and let it float away, fall away. Now, watch what he's saying. They pretended to do you good, but they were actually doing a sneaky thing. They were trying to be, oh God, undermining or underhanding, oh God, the people of God while they were on the boat. Good God. Because these men were with Paul. But, oh God, and they're so profound how God said, notice now, those who are with you, their life is in your hands. Thank you, Jesus. I know that's a big thing for some of us to handle. Oh God, as parents, you know, oh God, as leaders and at working at the church, oh God, I don't want to be responsible for these people. I don't want to be accountable for these people. I don't want to be, oh God, hell, oh God, in that state of, oh God, being of uprightness for these people, Jesus, because I'm dealing with hard-necked, oh God, hard-headed, stiff-necked folk, Jesus, some stern folk who don't want to, oh God, obey, don't want to listen to nothing and nobody, even the children sometimes, you know, want to get wayward, want to talk crazy, want to get all snappy, snazzy. Yeah, you know, back in the day, yeah, you could knock them out and get away with it, but now, oh God, let you put your hands on one of them. The court system jump in so quick, oh God, you looking like, what just happened? Good. All I did was discipline my child, Jesus, but they don't want you to do that, because they just set up let some devil set up some rules on law where your children can be unruly, that your children can just talk crazy to you any kind of way. Oh God, well, the people at your job under you as team leaders, my God, or employees trying to be up under you, they try to put them in a place where they feel like they can still be insubordinate, but God said, no, thank you, Jesus, because if you have the power of me, if you're, oh God, walking with me, talking with me, I will show you the way. I will show you the truth. Yes, Lord. I will show you the life. Yes, Lord. I will let you see where the boss is undermining you, cutting out your pay. Don't want to fully give you the full benefits of what you're supposed to have on your job. I will let you see, oh God, where the child is sneaking this boy, sneaking this girl in and out of the house while you trying to go to work or trying to go to the grocery store. I will let you see, oh God, where the doctor, oh God, has promised you this and promised you that on your life and told you, you got this long to live and I ain't got that long to live. And I'm going to give you this drug and it's going to help you. I'll give you this pill and it's going to help you. That devil is a lie. Oh God, I'm going to let you see where they actually gave you the wrong medication for your, oh God, prescription and what you're supposed to do to really get healed. Good God, I'm going to show you, good God, where the devil is trying to do sneak attacks on your life. Oh God, because I will not let anything catch up or sneak up on you unawares, because I need you praying, oh God, and not fainting. I need you not to be weary in well doing. I need you not to get weary, because if you're going to weary, why pray? If you're going to pray, weary ain't got nowhere to be found in your life. Jesus, oh God, so God is teaching us, showing us what it is that he wants us to do. He's perfecting the promises of his power down on the inside, perfecting the power of his promises for us to reach and to grow and get, oh God, and enjoy in our life. He told us in Colossians, the first chapter, he said, I want you to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. But what I want you to do first is I need you to get, I need you to get some power, some knowledge from me. I need you to get some God-fearing wisdom. I need you to get some God-fearing knowledge. I need you to get some understanding. Paul, oh God, David, I'm sorry, and Solomon was talking. David said, that's good, son, that you got wisdom. Oh God, and then all you're kidding, though, I need you to get an understanding, because wisdom, though wisdom is a good thing, I need you to understand the wisdom that you're going to use. So Paul come along, Colossians the first chapter, and tell us, but hold up now, Jesus, if you don't have spiritual understanding, if you don't have spiritual wisdom, yes, Lord, you got only part of the pie. You only got a piece of the cake. Well, I want you to have the whole cake and to be able to eat it too. Yes, Jesus. So God said, I want to walk with you, talk with you. Oh, God, in and up and down in your house, in and up and down in your restroom, in and up and down in your bedroom, in and up and down in your closet, in and up and down the street, in and up and down, oh God, in the supermarket, in and up and down at your job, in and up and down, oh God, at the light bill place, in and up and down at the mortgage company. I want to be there for you. I want to be there with you. Let me go before you. Let me show you what I can do. Good God. Huh, Jesus, when I was in the hospital, they told me, Jesus, that he'll never be able to live. He'll never be able to see another day. He'll never be able to walk, talk, hear, see if he do make it. Oh God, but God said, I want to show you who I am. Thank you, Jesus. So he stretched out his hand as I was on the operating table. And oh God, he let his hand touch across the forefront of my head. Yes, Lord, Jesus. Oh God, and as he touched my forehead, yes, God, the devil, I'm sorry, the doctor said it was shattered beyond repair. Jesus, oh God, but when he touched me, good God, today, my skull came back together. The neurologist was just dumbfounded. Oh God, that's why he said, I take the foolish thing to confound the wise, the weak and beggarly things, the mighty. Oh God, Jesus, you got to understand, if you belong to God, like Paul said, I know who I am, and I know whose I am, and whom I belong to. Yes, Lord. And when you know who you belong to, you ain't got to worry about no devil coming to tell you, oh God, that you got only 5, 6, 7 months to live. Jesus, you ain't got to worry about no devil telling you, oh God, we finna cut this job out, so therefore we finna close the doors, and the chain gonna be on the door. The devil is a lie. You ain't got to worry about your child coming to you telling us, oh God, Jesus, my mama, I did, but I was trying to do something, but but the devil is a lie. Baby, you are, oh God, blessed and not cursed. Yes, Lord. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. Jesus, the God has opened up his treasure unto you, and he's blessed you in the way. Yes, Lord, because you're blessed going out. You're blessed coming in. You're blessed down sitting, and you're blessed with your uprising. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed in the storehouse. You're blessed in the supermarket. You're blessed in your bank account. You're blessed in your body. You're blessed in your mind. Yes, you made a 24 on the ACT. Yes, Lord, but I'm looking for you to make a 26. So God said, go back and take it again. You're blessed, baby. Don't even worry about that. Yes, Lord. And God is saying, you can go back to the doctor and tell him, I got another report. I don't care what y'all think y'all saw on the screen, but God has already healed me. God has already delivered me. God has already taken me out of the hands of the enemy and made his hands to be broken off of me. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So that's why I have the power that's perfected down on the inside of me. Yes, Lord, that gives me peace. Oh, God, that gives me strength from day to day. Yes, Lord, I got the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, and the blood of Jesus teaches me and tells me that it will never lose its power. So every time I plead and apply the blood of Jesus, everything has to be all right. Thank you, God. Jesus, and Paul said, I have the Lord with me, and the Lord is with me. But God, he's on my side when the devil tries to rise. And see, you got to understand what the Lord God, what God gives, the devil can't steal. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, so, oh, God, I'm thanking God. Oh, God, that it's favor time for me. I'm thanking God that it's, oh, God, providing time for me. I'm thanking God because he's blessing me in the way. He's touching me in the way. He's touching my body every day. Yes, Lord, I may not feel like it every day, but God, I thank you. No matter what it looks like, you're still good. You're still worth of all the praise. You're still worth of all the glory. You still get the honor out of my life because I have a victory. Why? Because you told me. Oh, God, Jesus, we are more than conquerors through him and from him that loved us. Yes, Lord. Why? Because I can do all things. Jesus, through Christ, that stretches me. Why? Because, oh, God, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Why? Because he told me if I make my prayers and supplications unto God, Jesus, oh, God, he is righteous and faithful to fulfill them all. Why? Because the peace of God that passes all understanding, that keep me assured in faith, oh, Jesus, through Christ Jesus, will let me know that everything is going to be all right. And I know that he'll make a way. Way that I can see, but every way that he can be. Oh, God, I've been going through my mind, oh, God, constantly over and over. Oh, God, I'm like these men, 14 days. Jesus, going through 14 days. Oh, God, 14 days. 7 plus 7 is 14. 2 times 7 is 14. My God. So if I'm going through these things 14 days, that means I'm getting ready to get a double blessing. I'm getting ready to get a double miracle. I'm getting ready to get a double or multiplied. Oh, Jesus, gift from God. Jesus, it doesn't matter what the devil says. Why? Because Job said it's over everywhere. Though he slay me, yet will I trust God. Yet will I obey God. Yet will I stand for God. Yet will I run for him. Yet will I trust him. Yet will I go for him in his name. I can't do it on my own, thank you, Jesus, but it's in his name. Yes, Lord, that I wake up every morning able to go to work for my children, for my wife, for my husband. Yes, because the strength of God keeps me. Oh, God, grounded and founded in him. I'm vigilant. Yes, God, sober in my mind. Not drunk up and stuck up all night long trying to be stuck up with this person doing drugs, trying to be stuck up laid up with this woman, laid up with this man, knowing I got to get up and go to work in the morning with for my children, knowing I got to get up and go to work and go back home to my husband and my wife. Oh, God, how much of a fool can I be to do some foolishness like that? I got God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, so when the fool come at me the wrong way, I say, no, baby, go home back to business. Yes, Lord, I got too much God in me to be dealing with something like you. Yes, Lord, because, oh, God, Jesus, oh, God, all I have is Jesus, and that's all I need right now. Jesus, oh God, he is my way. He is my peace. He is my truth and my life. Yes, Lord. And as he shows me the light, I will walk thereof. My God, I will go the way he says go. I will grow as he says grow. Yes, God, he planted me. Yes, Lord, in the righteous place with him. Yes, God, even in the roughest places that I've been planted in, he still calls me to grow. Yes, God, why? Because he was there all the time. Jesus, waiting patiently in Zion. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, waiting on me to just lift up my head and shout. shout the glory, shout the victory, and let him know that he is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He's the one who's making me to lie down in green pastures, meaning he's restoring everything about me. Oh, God, he's restoring my soul. Yes, Lord, he leads me in the path of righteousness. For who? For his namesake. Not William's namesake, not Evangelist's namesake, not the apostle's namesake, not the namesake, not my mama's namesake, not my daddy's namesake, not my brother's namesake, not my sister. Oh, God, not my even my spiritual friend on the phone, but from his namesake, he leads me in the path of righteousness. Yes, Lord. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, God, is seemingly defeat sometimes. Oh, God, and dysfunctionalism and confusion in my mind being discombobulated and all these things. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, yes, God, of the death of these things. Oh, God, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he's with me. Oh, God, his rod and his staff, they comfort me. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He causes everybody who's tried to step on me, lie to me, lie down on me. Thank you, God. Oh, God, lie towards me, point the finger at me. He causing them to bring a table before me and bless me. Yes, God. From each and every one of them fools, because they're my enemies. Amen. And I'm God bless them. Bring them on. Thank you, Jesus. Keep on being my enemy. Yes, God, the more you're going to put on my table. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The anointing my head with oil. Good God, today. My cup is running over. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I just want to splash it on somebody else. Jesus, my cup running over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I'm excited right there, y'all. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Yes, Lord, because he's my keeper, my redeemer, my retriever of all things that the devil has stolen from me. And I appreciate the God that I serve. Why? Because the power of God is being perfected in me for his promises. So I am a stand in the midst of any storm or obstacle, stand in the midst of any fainting process, stand in the midst of any failing heart, stand in the midst of any death in my family, stand in the Bohoshia Tabasi, in the midst of the Lohosia, of me being stolen on, oh God, by the enemy, in any cause, in any time, that I may stand, Bohoshia, having done all to stand. Yes, God. And I know that God is able to bring me out and to carry me through. Why? Because he told me he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within me. God bless y'all. I love you. I pray you pray my strength in the Lord as I pray for you all as well. This is Apostle William Foster signing out. God bless you. Be encouraged, and I hope that God is keeping you forever and ever. God bless you.